The Jewish holiday Hanukkah now has something in common with the hit musical Hamilton. It's the soundtrack.
How does a Hasmonean son of a priest and a Hebrew raise...
That's a Hanukkah medley by a New York a cappella group called the Maccabees. They have rewritten Hamilton's songs to tell the story of the Jewish holiday that begins tomorrow night.
We'll call you by a brand new name. What's your name, sir?
Call him Judah Maccabee.
Judah Maccabee is the hero of the Hanukkah story, though Julian Horowitz, who's the Maccabees musical director, says Hanukkah was not the inspiration for their name.
Well, we started at Yeshiva University, and the name of the YU sports club was the Maccabees, and we couldn't make the basketball team, so we started an a cappella group.
The pun was prophetic. The group wrote two hit songs about Hanukkah latkes, the traditional fried potato pancakes eaten on the holiday.
Sometimes saying hey-o, spin the dreidel.
Those songs got them invited to last year's White House Hanukkah party.
Their latest viral video is called Latke Recipe. So if the food is better than usual this year, you will know why.
Hanukkah, for those who don't know, commemorates a rebellion against Greek attempts to suppress the Jewish religion.
Our Hellenism serves right. You won't miss your Shabbat.
The Greeks dumped out the holy oil for the candelabra or menorah at the holy temple. The Jews scrounged up enough oil for one night, and the miracle of Hanukkah, according to the story, is that it lasted for 8 nights. Horowitz says the Maccabees music is in keeping with the spirit of that holiday.
One of the main themes of the holiday is something called publicizing the miracle. Which is why, of course, we light menorahs in our windows and you see them in all these public squares. So in some ways, the YouTube video is the modern-day menorah.
The Maccabees creation has now had more than 13 million views on YouTube. Happy Hanukkah.
We are not going to betray our God. We are not going to betray our God. Hey, dude, we don't need permission to keep our great traditions, and we're not going to betray our God. We've been here since Abraham and Mom Sarah, and now we never vowed about...